it simple, keep it small, and there will be enough for all. Take a little, give a lot. Thank Mother Earth and Father Sky for what you've got.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Green Woman Podcast. I'm your host, Reggie, and a member of the Green Woman Tribe, which was created from the Healthy Women, Healthy Earth organization. We are women wrapping our lives around making a difference in this world. In today's world, there is so much chaos, environmental climate disasters, war, killings, drugs, and you name it. It is going on all over the world, and we desperately need green women of all kinds, green men, green children, and anyone who wants to try to make this life on Earth a better place. And yes, I know this is a great feat to accomplish, but we have to start somewhere. So today, I would like to do a reading that I found titled 15 Reminders from the Elders. Seeing that I am an elder, this reading really touched my heart, and I felt that if we could remember these reminders, I feel it would be a start to begin to heal our world and heal ourselves. The person who posted it on Facebook stated she was not the author, but was truly looking to find out who wrote this piece of literature. The reading 15 Reminders from the Elders, for me, is about appreciation, love, and respect for all human beings, our environment, and our home, Mother Earth. So let's get started. Number one, get up with the sun to pray and pray alone. And I just want to make a note here that if you don't pray or don't believe in it or anything, at least give thanks or be grateful. And that's what I think prayer is too. Number two, be tolerant of those who have lost their way. Ignorance, presumption, anger, jealousy, and greed come from a lost soul. Pray for them to find guidance. Number three, find yourself by your own means. Do not let others make your path for you. It is your path and only yours. Others may walk with you, but no one can make your way or walk your path for you. Number four, treat guests in your home with great consideration. Serve them the best food, give them the best bed, and treat them with respect and honor. Number five, do not take what is not yours, whether from a person, a community, from the jungle, or from a culture. It was not given or won. It is not yours. Number six, respect all the things that are on this earth, be the people, plants, and animals. Number seven, honor the thoughts, desires, and words of all people. Never break them in or make fun of them or imitate them rudely. It gives each person the right to their personal expression. Number eight, never talk about others in a bad way. The negative energy you put into the universe will multiply when it returns to you. Number nine, all people make mistakes, and all mistakes can be forgiven. Number 10, bad thoughts cause illness to the mind and the spirit. Practice optimism. And remember earlier I said about putting negative energy out in the world? Whatever you do that's negative will come back to you. So turn that around and start us putting positive energy out into the world and towards each other. Number 11. Nature is not for us. It is part of us. She's part of your family in the world. Number 12, children are the seeds of our future. sow love in your hearts and water them with wisdom and life lessons. When they grow up, just give them space to grow us. Number 13, avoid hurting the hearts of others. The poison of their suffering will return to you. Number 14, be true and transparent all the time. Honesty is the test of one's will in this universe. Number 15, keep yourself balanced. Your mental person, your spiritual person, your emotional person, and your physical person. They all have the need to be strong, pure, and healthy. And this, I believe, is so missing in our world today. In today's world, we are definitely so opposite and living in contradiction of nature's truths. So let's get back to our natural roots, respect each human being, respect the law, respect our environment, and respect our home, Mother Earth. I want to leave you with a couple quotes that I found about elders, elder quotes. And the first one is from Marcia Fudge. We respect our elders. There is wisdom that comes from experience, and I am not going to stop learning from the wise counsel. And the second one actually comes from a Native American elder. Honor the sacred. Honor the earth, our mother. Honor the elders. Honor all with whom we share the earth. Four-leggeds, two-leggeds, winged ones, swimmers, crawlers, plants and rock people. Walk in balance and beauty. Ah, beautifully said. I will also post this reading in the description of the podcast. Until next time, stay informed, be healthy, live green, and become an activist for your own health. The health of your family and the health of Mother Earth are true home.
Keep it simple. Keep it small, and there will be enough for all. Take a little, give a lot. Thank Mother Earth and Father Sky for what you've got.